Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
One of the big concerns, of course, in South Africa is the state of our education. And joining us on the line is Elijah Mahlanga, basic education spokesperson. What we wanted to chat about this morning is the shortage of teachers that South Africa seems to be facing. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much. No, I'm fine. I hope you're well too.
We are indeed. We're a little disappointed and frustrated. I'm not going to ask you for a comment on it. Don't worry. Certainly it's not your area of expertise, or it might be, but it's not something you should be commenting on. It's the pausing of the J&J vaccine. Our listeners and I am very frustrated about that, because I believe we need to get vaccines into the arms of as many South Africans as possible. But let's just switch that focus and talk about the shortage of teachers, because the numbers are very, very high, and it is a big concern that South Africa seems to be, that I think the figure is, what, 24,000 teachers that we're short of?
In South Africa, we have more than 110,000 teachers and who are in the system, and we have a lot more qualified but unemployed graduates. So what happened was that the minister was about the vacancy rate of teachers in schools, and she gave that number of 24,000. But it doesn't mean that there are open spaces and without teachers are there, but they have not yet been fully employed as yet, which means in human resources terms, that vacancy is still unoccupied. But the warm bodies are there in school doing the job, are teaching, but the process of onboarding them is under.
Right.
Yeah. So it was the word that has caused problems is the shortage, and that was the interpretation by the journalist who wrote that story, but that's not the message that was being communicated.
Yeah, so in fact we do have the graduates. It's a matter of getting them into the system.
In fact, we have thousands and thousands of unemployed educators who are there and they are looking for space, but we don't have enough spaces to accommodate them. Even if, let's say, the 24,000 vacancies are available, we could employ all of them in 1 hour, and we probably still have another 100,000 unemployed.
Right. So what is the outlook for those teachers? Because then that becomes another part of a problem if we have these graduates but they don't have places.
Yeah. What is happening is that there is an oversupply of teachers in some areas and a short supply in some. But what was done, we have established various recruitment strategies to try close the gap in areas of need, such as primary schools around mathematics, science, technology, and African languages, because we have a shortage there, but the teachers are there. But what has made issues worse this time is the coronavirus, because we lost a lot of teachers last year and the first part of this year. And that has created vacancies that are actually available that people could apply for. And we are now in the process of employing those teachers. But as soon as we knew that someone had passed away or someone had retired or someone has been medically boarded, we immediately get people on contact basis to fill in the gap, and then we continue the process of advertising the post.
In terms of the loss of teachers due to COVID, you referred to that. That was a significant number.
Yeah, that was a significant number. I mean, it was approaching 1,000, and all of them just went in a few months.
And
that's really, really shocking.
Shocking.
Never mind the losses, but it's what happens after they are gone. I mean, the trauma on their colleagues, trauma on the children. There are many children who came back this year to find that their teachers were not alive anymore. There are many colleagues who came back to find that their colleagues were not returning because they had passed away due to COVID-19.
Wow.
So that has created a huge crisis. But fortunately, the president that created the presidential stimulus initiative for education, where we're able to recruit 200,000 education assistants. Some of them had education qualifications, and because of that, they were able to close the gaps that we created when their colleagues passed away.
Are teachers considered? I mean, shouldn't they be considered frontline workers to a large extent?
No, they are. In fact, they are in that list. Every time the president speaks or even the minister speaks, the teachers are listed there. So I think after health professionals, the teachers are among those because they come into contact with children, and that's a large number of people that they come into contact with. So it's important that they have the
really
vaccine, they're vaccinated, so they have the resistance that is required, because the children can carry it easily without feeling the symptoms, but once they infect an older person, then the problems begin.
It's actually, I really firmly believe that the heroes of this pandemic, not only are the frontline and our medical staff, medical teams, but also our teachers, because they've had to deal with the most difficult changes. They've had to adapt, and in many cases, as you've said, they have unfortunately paid with their lives. We do need to leave it. It is 7 o'clock. Elijah Maklanga, Basic Education Spokesperson, thank you for taking the time to speak to us and to clarify the situation with regard to teachers.